أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now as promised, we're going to start today by looking at a modular study program of the Quran, where we can step by step develop a relationship with the book. And the first part is to be able to recite the Quran. In Surah Al-Baqarah, that's Surah number 2, Ayah 121, and you can highlight that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِ. Those to whom we have given the book, recite it as it ought to be recited. The word tilawa means recitation. It's derived from its main meaning, which is to follow. So, for example, the scholars like Sheikh Al-Tusi or Lama Tabatabai believe that the recitation of the Quran is called tilawa because the letters or words follow one another. So there are some etiquettes. For example, doing wudu, starting off by taking refuge in Allah, by saying A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. To be able to recite his words with a beautiful voice, to recite with a voice that feels with feeling, to listen and remain silent when the Quran is being recited, to respect the book, to recite with tartil. Tartil in essence means harmony and order. In relation to the Quran, it means the well-ordered articulation of the words. And the most important requirement of tilawa is the mastery of pronouncing the letters and sounds properly with as best as one can. And this in practice is known as tajweed. So that in essence is the first step. We've developed some books that makes it easier to learn the recitation of Quran at Q Fatima. They're called Q Read 1 and Q Read 2. We also have workbooks which you may find on the website, or you can use any methodology which may help you to be able to first recite the Quran. Our forefathers, in their wisdom, that's the first thing they taught us. Even though they didn't understand anything, they made sure that all of us learned how to recite the Quran, for I know that they knew that somewhere in our lives we'd wake up and say, what are we reading? What is this book? How is it going to help me? And that's the first step to be able to reach our full potential. Now, the next step we looked at was to be able to, at least if nothing else, learn the names of the chapters of the Quran. It's one surah and the plural is surah. There are 114 of them. And we did this through a methodology of mnemonics, which inshallah we will look at tomorrow. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to recite the Quran as it ought to be recited. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.